Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fade away on niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.
Turn the fucking...
Oh, man.
Snicker back fucking up already.
Let him get up. Let him get up. Let him get up.
We good? We hearing everybody?
Hi, guys.
Rosé not fucking with us, I guess, today.
Should have just left him alone.
Right. He might be cutting mics off.
Already.
Look, see? Ha, got him.
Week 17, end of regulation podcast. I'm Sheik.
It's your boy Lo, a.k.a. Optimus Crime, a.k.a. Not, a.k.a. Lo Siento.
Why do you call you that?
Because I'm sorry for what I'm about to do to these niggas.
See, because we was talking about him, he not pushing the buttons today.
Hold on. Don't worry.
He was talking all that shit.
He on strike.
For the pod. It's going to be mad.
Shut up, bitch.
There it is.
It's going to be mad sound.
He's back.
Shut up.
Yo, it's
Bert.
Shut
up.
It's Bert.
Shut up.
Get him again, Jose.
Shut up.
There you go.
Bitch, that was for you. Shut up.
Hey, guys, it's Lenny.
And before y'all ask, this wasn't planned. I mean, great minds just think alike.
It just happens.
Word.
It just happens.
Continue.
Mr. Marriage himself. That shooter.
What
thing,
the woman
man.
Say? It's a husband?
It's a husband.
With two S's and an A.
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you, guys, man. Sam. Thank you.
So last week, we was talking about it, and I tried my best. I was high as shit. Bird was kind of high as shit. But we did our best to kind of...
Nigga, it was an indescribable moment.
Period.
Point blank.
But some people didn't agree with that. But, you know, like, from your standpoint or from your point of view,
still
even though
there's
no... Yeah, I am still...
He is crying right now. It's like pulling teeth to get these words out.
Yo, you see him struggling.
He was like, yo, I don't know what to do with my hands. So I'm going to just keep doing this. It was like Talladega Nights. He was just like...
I'm fucking whacked. But now telling people what it was like to kind of... Be in that moment and profess the love of your life in front of the world, really. Well, now in front of the world.
Oh, man, it was incredible. It now kind of still feels like unreal, you know. But it was like a really dope moment. And it kind of went exactly to plan. That's like the funniest part, because it kind of went exactly like how we kind of mapped it out. But even like being in the moment is way different than like what we could have anticipated. So, you know, I'm thankful for all of y'all for like supporting me and, you know, especially you for helping me like plan it and everything. You know, it's like at least, you know, 6 months ahead of time that kind of went into that. And yeah, man, it went. It was special.
Yeah, I hear that, niggas. You can't just do this shit in the spur of the moment. You got to put some thought and some effort into this shit.
And
you like the example. You feel me?
Oh, man, that's kind of big. The example with T-H-E. I mean,
but no, like, it's so funny. Like, you'll see some of these videos online of like people who... Like, you'll see a dude propose to a girl and she'll say no. And it's like, nine times out of ten, like, you know. Like, you knew, right?
Yeah. 100%. Like, if,
those are niggas who are doing that.
If it went left, if it fucking went left, bro, I'm like, all right, everybody get out. All of y'all leave.
Nah, it was a few serious no's in the motherfucking video. Because them niggas was hurt. I'm sorry. I've seen a
few. You have to know, bro. You have to know.
You gotta know.
But you know.
So it's like when I see these dudes go outside, like I seen my man propose to Shorty at the mall in the food court.
Yeah, she said.
First of all, you're at the food court proposing like, to her cheese steaks. That's problem one. Second of all, she said no, which means clearly y'all are on different pages.
Like, nigga, you in the way, and I'm trying to go to the Chinese spot.
Please. the free samples are out.
Yeah, nigga.
Move. You like, tie your shoe and bounce, nigga.
You won't pull a ring out. Fuck is wrong with you?
I'm going to kick the back of that nigga head, bro.
Hamas, amigos.
Why you choosing violence, bro?
Yo, because it's just like, it's just stupid shit. Like, that. Like yo, it's not how, like, it's only you and that person, like, just a girl.
You just know.
Like bro, and it's never not funny.
Yeah, it's
but these niggas always do it.
They be hurt, but it's funny from far away.
Yo, the funniest one that I think I ever seen was Joe Budden and Tahereh.
That was real.
This nigga had a video in Times Square.
Mad people.
He was suited and booted.
No. As suited and booted as Joe Budden can be.
Words born looking like a professional egg and shit. Yeah. Like
I'm fucking wildin'.
So this nigga's in Times Square, right? Got the shit all not really blocked off, but the Love and Hip Hop cameras made it look like it. Had the video playing. I think he had his mom in the background and shit. And then Shorty was just like, nah. It's like, I'm cool. And just kept it moving.
Yo, like, did any nigga stop? Like, yo, is this Joe Budden right here?
Yo, where would have been like,
you like, how did nobody ruin that?
Like, oh, shit.
Yo, it's Joe Budden. Yo, it's Joe Budden. Yo, Joe, look over here.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, there had to be, like, some type of dust head who knew him from his dust days that was roaming in the area.
From
like,
his wife beater days. Like,
is that Joe Budden?
Like, I'm pretty sure it's like a dust aroma that never leaves.
Whole different meaning to pump it up.
Throw a tomato at this nigga.
Oh, God. All right, yo, where we at today with it? I know we started off with, I mean, and once again, I just want to say congratulations, bro. Like, that shit was really good. Speaking of, before we even lead this shit, I don't know if, well, you niggas had to see by now, but bro made it to NJ.com. They wrote a whole article about something.
It was on the news, bro.
Yo. Niggas put
the
your
goddamn news.
Yo, niggas put your lyrics on the,
Yo, they typed it out. Like,
yeah, they typed that shit out. I was like, oh, them niggas was listening.
Like, yo, bar for bar, I said that?
They said all was left is the key to the city.
While we here,
I'm saying.
Shout out to Reg for catching that and putting that on TikTok.
Yeah, man. Cause I dad don't even have TikTok, man. Shout out to Reg. I just made an account like today. Like,
yeah, I did too. Cause I wanted to just see the post.
Like, man, what is this shit?
How does this work? I'm sending links and shit. Like, you know, when you don't got an account, so you got to use the link.
Word.
Speaking of links.
Oh shit.
Just linked up with the fucking Philly Cypher podcast and niggas just having beef stick breaks.
Alright, and them niggas chose violence. No fucking ice. Fucking warm tequila.
Warm tequila.
And room temperature cranberry and lime. Gotta make sure it's lime in it.
Alright.
You drank that shit too?
Nah, you know me, bro.
Okay, nah. Yeah, that's why I had to ask. I mean,
let me explain to the listeners and to the viewers.
It was 1800. You know?
So, shout out to the Philly Cypher, you know what I mean? Podcast out in Philly and shit. We fuck with them. They had invited us, you know what I mean, to come kick it. So, it's all love, but we got out there and shit. And first off the rip, niggas had a big ass bottle of 1800.
Fat, clear one. Like
and Jibs texted me and said, yo, what do y'all drink? I said, yo, Casarepo. He said, I bet.
What made you go with that verse?
We don't got that nigga. So
like, all right.
And he was like, yo, I drink everything warm. I was like, yo, what?
Did he
how the game is played.
So boom, we get in there, right?
Wait. Before you get into that, did he explain why he drinks everything warm?
No.
Yes.
Well, oh, he did?
What did he say?
I stopped listening after he said,
Let Low tell it.
What did he say?
Because he explained it.
All right, so peep game, right? First, it's the liquor and shit. And then niggas is like, yo, I just straight liquor, no chasing them, nothing. It was just like, yeah. And pulls out a room temperature cranberry and lime.
Hamas. He's
like,
yo,
niggas don't got no ice. They like, ice? Nah, I'm not about to water down my liquor. I'm like, but it's warm as shit, bro. It's hot. Like, I'm not about to drink this hot ass fucking. It's
fucking fireball at this point. Like, and they was dead ass, bro.
They was calling us bougie because we wanted ice. A cool beverage.
Niggas is bougie for wanting ice.
These niggas was felons.
Niggas said, yo, we brought y'all. Y'all came up here. You asked for something to drink. We got you something to drink. Problem one, it's not what I asked for.
It's 1800.
It's
1800.
It's already big bottle. Choosing violence.
It's the big
silver,
bottle like
they
this
got a
big.
Silver cap on the top of that.
Nah.
Hamas.
The silver cap is nasty. And then cranberry with lime. Also warm. Hold on.
You couldn't let it sit in the fridge for like 10 minutes?
And then you look over in the corner of the room and he has what I believe to be cold Heinekens.
Yeah.
Hamas, amigos.
And when I got there,
you
peeped
that.
I was like, yo, are there more Heinekens? And niggas was like, ignored everything I said and continued to pull out cool Heinekens and serve me warm tequila.
Hamas.
His man's. Like, shake know these niggas. I met these niggas for the first time that day.
Yeah, man. My fucking chest.
That's how I felt. My fucking chest. Drinking that shit. Niggas was like, I bet you get another cup. Did not do it.
Drinking bleach.
And you know me with the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you a tequila man.
Nah.
Yeah,
not that day.
Just warm Clorox just going down.
Yo, it was a bad time.
And then niggas had to.
Well, it gets worse. It gets worse, Lenny. Check this out.
Worse than that?
Yes.
You ever go to the bodega, you know, you get like a little plastic bag and shit?
Yes.
These niggas pulled out a bag of fucking Slim Jims, just unwrapped.
Beef sticks.
Beef sticks.
Hold on. I'm getting to that.
What made you go with that first?
Y'all gotta let me cook. I'm getting to that.
Yo, you can't. Yeah, it's not our fault. Don't play that for us.
Yeah, that's it.
We didn't choose this violence.
They
bro.
Pulled out a bag of meat.
Yo, what made you go with that first?
Good game, right?
Eat up, niggas.
The nigga.
Hey, yo.
What's good with you?
Hold on. All
right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nigga said, I'm committed. Can't question my sexuality anymore.
That's the one's Dwayne Wade.
He just said, I can say whatever I want now. I got a wife.
All the meat jokes is green now. It all flies.
Niggas just walk right past it. Like, oh, that's Lenny.
You know how he is.
So these niggas pulled out a bag of Slim Jims, bro. Unwrapped in the fucking plastic bag. You feel me? Like, that's first off, why they unwrapped? Like, is this how they serve them?
It's courteous. They unwrapped them for y'all.
That's some day-day shit. Like, look, it's already unwrapped. You don't even got to get to it. Look, that's fucking crazy.
Prepackaged meat sticks, y'all. I got y'all.
And then that's what they called them and shit. Like, they called them beef sticks.
Nah, it was like beef stick break.
And yeah, then in the middle, like, of the pot. We was potting.
They said we taking a beef stick break?
Yo, beef stick break. Like, yo, it was like we was playing like a game of red light, green light.
Right.
And like once they just said break. That, everything just stopped. And I just looked. I looked at Jess. I was like,
in unison.
Yo, nigga pulled out a bag of shit. Fucking Slim Jims like this.
It's time to get beefy, boys.
You're like, yo, you want some? You want one?
Jim's like this. I'm like, nigga, what? Like,
and then offered us to meet.
About to beef it up, baby.
Yo,
hold on.
Everything bad, bro. Everything bad. Overall, it was a great time. It was just a lot of violence being chosen
for no reason. Nigga said, "Dicked him." I'm like, "Why you keep saying this?"
Yo, the Philly
thing is,
and what's crazy?
It's different. I will say that's yo. Shout out to Philly. So, I love Philly. But
that's bad land.
Yo, bad sneaks. You know how we be like, yo, them shits cooked.
That's yeah.
Bad. Them shits dick.
Like
dick,
why?
Bad sneaks.
Them shits is dick.
Yo. Yo,
now Lenny about to start using this shit.
You fighting? You fighting? Beating a nigga ass? I was dicking him.
You was, sir. You were doing what?
Yo, I break your.
Yo, it's wild.
Police.
Yo, I was at school with a bunch of Philly niggas and they talk like this.
Help. Police. Digging him. That's exactly.
Police. Yo,
insanity.
With that
insanity.
I was.
You're sick as in the back.
I was dicking him.
Yo,
Hamas, amigos.
Like what?
Like what is? Where's that
nigga?
Where's that coming from?
Like, yo, I don't know.
Yo, how did you come up with
the
that?
The same niggas that came up with John and Bull. Yeah. These are the niggas we talking about. Yo. I use John and Bull faithfully, but that
all
last
the time.
One, dick.
Nah,
it's
that
like
ain't
every
one,
week.
Hamas,
it's like every week I sign up for some shit that I didn't ask for. Like
nobody deserves to get dick. That's just no.
I don't care if it's the most evil nigga of all time. He's like, yeah, I was dicking him. No, bro.
Nah.
Nobody, yo, I'm sorry, bro. You did not I'm with you now. You don't deserve that. I'm on my flip sets. Like, yo, now I'm on his team now. Nobody just
chill.
Yo, I wouldn't wish that on the most evil nigga of all time, bro.
Hamas. Yeah. Nah.
Now you see why we only go there to get cheese sticks to come right back home.
Just go home, bro. Just go home, bro.
Not stay out there.
That's why these, yo.
You just like drive past the club and it's like a bunch of niggas out there fighting. You just, yo, they out there.
Yo, nigga.
Them niggas dicking, yeah.
Yo, I had went out to Philly and I was at Max's, bro. And I was chilling there just waiting for my sandwich. This nigga just sat next to me and just started talking to me, having a whole blown conversation. I'm like, bro, like get away from me. I'm on the phone with my homeboy Jordan, straight face J. Shout out to him.
That's the man.
Yeah. And he had work.
What's his name?
His microphone or whatever, like the walkie-talkie went on. So the nigga was like, oh, the cops is around here? I was like, yo, see, like, you next to me and you about to get me shot over here in front of Max's and shit. Like, fucking Philly nigga, bro.
Yo.
That's a wild place,
shout out
man.
To them. That was a good time. All right. So I have a gripe with some people this week.
I heard.
Groups of people.
I heard.
First of all, I'm looking at the camera. Stop going out with no money. Stop going places when you don't have no money. Stop going out with people who don't have no money. Stop doing it. Everything's not for everybody. It's cool. But know who you're going out with. So, you know, I'm not going to say too much about it. I encountered a situation this week at work where I seen niggas argue for 3 hours over a $500 bill. The party was like, at one point, 30 people. It became 10 people. Why are we arguing over $500?
It's like $20 a head.
It's really 50, bro. It's a 50 ball.
With 30?
With 10 people.
That's including tip, though.
I mean, that's cool. Like,
why? I'm wrong?
No.
Nah.
No.
So, like, when you go out, what is your idea of a good time? How you living?
Last time I went out, like, 200, I spent.
It depends on where I'm at, but, like, you know, if I'm having a really good time, I'm going to be ready to come up for, like, 150, 200.
And I'm not even looking for numbers.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Yeah.
But, Lo, what's a good time for you?
Good food, some laughs, some good company.
So, at the end of the day, you know, if I go out with my friends, I'm not looking at, like, at the end of the day, after we did everything, I'm not looking at like, yo, so I only had those 10 fries. I only had those chicken fingers. I had one beer.
Hey, I feel like this is being aimed at me.
I'm sorry that I listed your diet, my bad. But, like, what are we, like, I'm not looking at like, oh, nah, bro, you had that drink. You had that, like, we splitting the bill, right? We're not like.
Actually. I hate to be that guy, but as the guy who's ordering chicken tenders and french fries.
It's different if you literally order like one thing. Then it's like, all right, maybe we'll account for that. Like, yeah, this nigga, like, he didn't eat nothing. Like, but if you came there, you know, we've all relatively had around the same amount of things. Maybe
I understand.
Yeah. Then it's a little. I had a situation like that too at, it was one of my friend's birthdays. We went to, not Benihana, what's the off brand one? The one on 22. There you go. Ararang, that one. Yeah. We went there.
Off brand.
It's Diet Benihana.
Yeah. Damn, we lost that one shit.
There's no no frills Benihana. But anyway, you know how they do the table. Like they're
hold
not.
On, wait, them niggas got a koi fish pond in the front of that shit.
They do.
Oh, so they a little bit more lit.
They might Benihana. Eat them.
You know what I'm saying?
They're a little bit more fancier.
All right, anyway. So you know how they do the table. Like they're not going to separate it into that many, you know, things. We had ended up being able to make 3 checks, right? The 4 of y'all, maybe the 2 of us and the 3 of y'all over here, yada, yada, yada. Everybody ended up paying, you know, relatively about like $150. That's kind of a clean split, right? A friend of mine took issue with that, and they started to look at the bill and try to break it down item by item to find out what they ended up spending. Now, it ended up being just about the same amount that we estimated it would be if we all just put in the money, except they saved like 50 cents or like a dollar or some shit like that. But by the time we figured that out, everybody had their coats on, like, and we were still sitting here trying to figure this out because they was over here being a tight ass. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't really want people looking at me and being like, damn, look at them over there.
3 hours from 10 to 1 a.m. We closed at 12.
That's a long time.
Them niggas, they didn't want to pay the bill.
And then what's crazy? What the craziest part was when we did everything, every one of them declined.
No.
And then you know how, like, you know when people niggas say, I could pay for the bill. I could pay it. It's not a big deal. I'm just saying. I feel like, you know, I was overcharged though. I feel like now we're looking at.
I mean,
niggas went out with no
bread. Can I pitch this scenario?
Niggas went out with no bread.
What if? That's what not even that. What if? Mm-hmm. Like you said, it was 30 people and then dwindled down to 10. What if I was just noble enough to stay and now I got to split some shit than what I came out
you
for?
You really expected it to be like 30 ahead.
You feel me?
And everybody slid on you.
Yeah.
Like, all right, my boy, I'm going to catch you. Like, and then.
Know what I mean? Like, all right, my boy.
Now you're down $200. And okay.
But all the people that were left for that bill were there. So that's not one of those occasions.
Well, I'm just saying.
But for what you're saying, I could 100% get it because it's like, whoa. I had a water and a beer, and now I'm spending $150.
Now I owe $300.
Because everybody left. That's different.
Yeah,
that's. But if we all go out, if everybody in this room goes out and the bill is like $800, I really hope that no one's just looking. And we all, like he said, we're all having a good time. We're all doing the same type of things. Like, at the end of the night, I'm not being like, hey.
I just had a Coors Light, nigga. You ain't worried about me.
Just bad way to be.
Yeah. Wait, so if I just had a Coors Light, I'm supposed to split? A nigga that had three entrees,
I mean,
and some appetizers.
I would just be like, "Yo, cash."
Yo,
me, like,
you nigga, I'm about to start fighting you niggas, yo. Like, that niggas be saying some wild shit in here. Like,
I would just be like, "Yo, send me $5 or some shit." Like,
I respect. Like, but niggas are talking about some. Oh, we all having a good time. What if?
But nah,
good time was just kicking my niggas with my one beer. Like,
I just want to have my beer and dance.
That's it.
I feel that.
I mean, go to the jukebox, play a little joints.
that's why you're able to go to the bar and go get the beer. Pay the money for the beer, and have that one beer.
Yeah, and then it
won't. That's not really happening.
It's not going to be on the building,
All right, but I'm pitching like a scenario and shit.
I feel that.
Fuck that scenario.
if I'm ordering one thing, and niggas is ordering multiple things.
Yeah, no, Nick, bro, you shouldn't be entitled. You're not entitled to pay the equal split. But we're talking about the niggas who come out.
They've been sitting here the whole
and be
time.
Wilding. Nah, see, now if you ordering shit and you don't got no bread, of course, you dead wrong.
So
you deserve to have
all them niggas cards declined.
Now
10 cards.
Now how much was you charging these cards like the whole price?
Nah, whatever they told them to split it, they was still.
Bro, I have a machine. It's like, I literally can be like, as many ways as I want, I just push a button. And it was like, oh nah. Every last one. Every
so
time.
Niggas could even pay their portion that they supposed to split.
You don't got that in the bank, big fella.
Well, I mean, I don't know if restaurants need to start doing credit checks before they start doing that shit or what's going to happen.
Your FICO score is below 700. You're not welcome
here. You can't sit here.
You feel me? So
you can dance, though. You can go ahead and, you know, we get you a wristband. get these niggas some wristbands. They ain't got no money.
I'm just saying. Like, it's unfortunate. It's ass.
Like you were 19, like were you like 17?
We got another one. Yeah, exactly.
With a wristband.
Don't be at the bar drinking. You ain't of age.
Then you cannot go nowhere near that bar. You got that wristband.
You got the wristband on, yo. Get him out of here.
Mm-mm. Stay in your corner.
All I'm saying is, I get it. It's whack. Them niggas should, you know what I mean? You should have chose violence as the person who was serving them.
Just fucking flip the table.
Yo, so what did you do?
God damn it.
Yeah, I knock over all this shit.
Nah, I want to know what Sheik did.
I did what a good employee does. I passed it to management.
Where's management?
Shout out to Ivan.
Ivan.
Shout out to Ivan.
Hey, yo, y'all, you... Wish you made them roll silverware shit. What them niggas had to do to get out that bill?
Bro was off.
They was mopping floors and doing push-ups.
Bro was be like,
oh, that's how y'all got the new bathroom, I see.
You made them niggas build a bathroom. in plumbing and construction. These niggas is crafty.
In there sweating it out.
Like, yo, I don't got no bread, but I can fix a sink.
I feel like that was Shorty's, that was her thought process when she thought squirting at brunch was a good idea.
Oh, my God.
Yo, that excuse was me?
Wild. I don't got no bread, but I got this wrench.
That was wild. When I
wait, that I get these floors done for you, though.
Wait.
Yo,
what happened at brunch, Shake?
Yo.
Shorty, what?
Yo, all right, so look. I'm going to play this video right here.
You haven't seen it?
Nah.
Yeah, run that from the top.
Oh, my God.
In the middle of the floor.
Oh, my, look at this nut-ass shit.
And if you're wondering who it was, yes, it was.
Oh, my, that's so yes, nasty. Yes, that is. You over here trying to eat, and you out here just...
Yo, everybody just walked away.
Yeah, you got to walk away after what some shit like that.
I had to close my fucking laptop. What the hell is in those mimosas?
I don't know, bro.
Fucking that's pink just, kitty pill.
That's just, yeah, that's just...
According to Spicy Mom. Pink kitty mimosas. Yeah,
pink kitty.
Hold on.
Hey, yo, watch. South Beach, go ahead. Don't sell them shit.
That's a mess.
Hey,
no.
Hey, Ivan, the guava mimosas. That's what we call it from now on.
That's the pink kitty bucket? That's the pink, oh, man.
The pink kitty bucket.
Whoa. Sponsored by South Beach. There we go.
Yo, we up here making mini. Yeah,
the funniest part of that video, you got to run it back like as many times as you can. Look at all the security guards. Just look at what they're doing and how they're reacting. They're looking at each other.
Like,
they're like,
yo.
Like, they're, bro, it's the funny.
Like, I'm trying to imagine our security team and they be chilling just like we do.
What you want me to do?
Yo, niggas on the walk to yo, she over here making a squirt. Like, I don't know what to do.
She's busting in the middle of the floor. It's like,
niggas in the security. Nigel!
Ooh, make a squirt. Ooh, make a squirt.
How my
yo, this nigga lady is wild.
On the headphones, like, somebody's in here.
Yo, what's the wildest shit you've seen at brunch?
The wildest shit I've seen at brunch?
Because brunch apparently is like this thing where niggas get drunk before fucking 3 p.m. and just do the most outlandish shit.
It wasn't really nothing too crazy.
The South Beach brunch?
I've caught at brunch. Not too much. Like, niggas was late with the chicken and waffles, but that was it.
You like people shaking ass next to your eggs?
Nah.
What about you?
Does South Beach brunch count? Because it gets a little crazy.
Niggas got booty flakes in their fucking eggs.
Hey, man, what's your crazy experience?
I went to brunch here like 4 times, and it was one time when somebody got picked, like this girl got like picked up in the air, and it was only like 5-6 o'clock. So I'm like, I was like, you're not wrong.
Like, nigga, do you know I can see you?
You know,
like it's still hash browns. Up.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
I know you got something for us.
I actually don't work brunch too much, so like I don't have anything for brunch. I don't work brunch. You know?
Yo, put this nigga on Sundays, man.
Whoa.
Make him work on Sundays.
Make him work.
Hold on. Exactly. Thank you, Rosé. What the fuck is you doing?
Yo, I thought...
He said, make you work on Sunday.
Yeah. You like, yo, I never experienced brunch and shit. Like,
I didn't say that. I didn't say...
So I'm going to throw away my Sunday for some fucking early breakfast?
So I work Saturday nights. You trying to make me wake up early?
So you can have a good story to tell.
I don't know your schedule.
And
bro.
I'm a bad friend.
Just for the pod, though. So you can have a good story.
Yeah.
I mean, do it for the brand, bro.
Exactly.
I guess you got to
respect the content.
Got to respect it, I guess.
Nah, that's nutty. Don't do that. What they talking about, bro?
Just one time.
Sunday,
that's
bro.
That's it.
Yeah. Bert's a scammer.
No, I'm not.
Is that a segue?
Bert might be a scammer. Try to get me to work. I don't need to be working. I'm saying. Doing things I don't need to be doing. Pointing me in the wrong direction.
That's no good. I've never pointed you in the wrong direction.
Sounding very forexy.
I like it.
I
like it. Dig it. I saw where you were going.
Well, niggas is scamming out here, man. You know, you just told y'all niggas, and now y'all done seen it for yourselves. Niggas is scamming y'all.
So what? Like you guys probably have a little bit more information on what is going on with that and how. Like, what is it? Like,
are you assuming that because I'm Nigerian?
I didn't look at him.
He didn't even look at you.
I think he was asking.
That's funny, man. That's funny as hell.
Is what? No, of course not, bro.
Oh, all right. Continue.
He is the only one in here with a bottom grill, though. He might be getting into something that we're not getting.
That's crazy.
Little credit card situation.
Police work.
You run with police.
But anyway, about the 4X niggas.
Right.
I don't know them niggas' names, bro. I'll tell you, because I just ignored the 4X niggas until, like, I just woke up one Sunday and seen a young lady, like, giving out the whole details of the story of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it was over some money that they put up for an event. And it's like this, the dude that's the CEO, he ain't really a CEO, this, that. I'm just like, all right.
So, yeah.
So what it's just bad shit, bro.
So what I've gathered from what everyone is saying,
yeah, letting out the
is that it, so Forex, you can kind of do on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need anyone to sort of, you know, lord over you and like kick up money to them in order for it to kind of work. You can pull out your phone or pull out your laptop and you can do that whole thing. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man Shaheen.
Yeah,
you know,
Shaheen.
He does his thing.
He got in and got out.
He does his thing. You know, he kind of convinced him.
He had the jug on the niggas.
Right, yeah.
The teach me the game, ghost.
Teach me the game and then left. Like, and then left. And
like, fuck y'all.
So the way that it seems like it's going is that the narrative that they spin in these additional organizations is that you need them to sort of teach you the game. You need them to be financially affluent trading, right? So you kick them this money monthly or whatever the membership fees are. And then the people who end
it's
up making.
Man.
Right. It's about the residuals, literally. The people who make money are the people who are recruiting a lot of heads. It's not the people who are trading really good, right? So then it got a little sticky when money that was owed to people who are recruiting were not getting what they were owed or whatever, right? And then, you know, people kind of started moving a little shiesty. And now there's a lot of fallout and they're kind of telling, shiesty, mild word. They're kind of telling, you know, they're all doing different kinds of... They're doing different kinds of tell-alls about the sorts of lies and
tell-all
stuff
stories.
That's being, yeah, it's like Surviving Forex.
Surviving Forex.
That shit is funny as hell. That's
yeah, it's really like the Forex.
They're
rules.
All like, I didn't know what I was getting into, but now, you know.
Yo,
you know
he turned me into this.
But you know what's the funniest shit ever? Like, you'll go to the person that's like a C250
yeah.
or whatever, and they got this all this inspirational shit going on.
Hey, right. What, wait, slow down. What's the C250?
That's the Mercedes? Chairman.
It's the chairman.
No, that's the
it's fucking Chrysler.
He's making a lot of money.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know how it's gauged.
He's collecting that 250.
They got they got a bill in the bank account. They got big bracks in the you know what I mean? They got money.
Like, the higher level you go, like, whatever the number be, like, or number is. That's like how much they'd be making. So like a P1000 or some shit, it's like, oh, you could be pulling in like $1,000 a month.
Right.
Just for existing in the Forex world.
Right.
And like the higher you go, you got some niggas who literally are making $20,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month. Just because some niggas that they signed up, mm-hmm. and then them niggas they signed up more niggas than they signed up.
Right. It's just it's literally a pyramid scheme.
I used to sell life insurance.
Yeah, it's the same shit. It's the same thing.
It's the same shit.
It's just a pyramid scheme. The guy at the top makes a lot, and the people down there kick the money up to the top.
Which one is this? Prime America?
It's that Mr. Meeseeks.
American.
Why do you know which ones are?
Yo, because they just called out the blues like, you want a job? I'm like, all right, no.
And I started this off with Bert's a scammer, and here we are.
There you go. Admitting
but he knew exactly which company it was.
Self-incriminating on his own podcast.
Monsieur Bouzin.
You hate to see it.
Niggas trying to land a plane, and I told him I don't work.
The plane landed. You was in it.
Yeah, I seen the fucking, speaking of landed planes, I seen the fucking, the pilots, like, there's a pilot shortage.
Right, they're striking.
And they're paying niggas $247 an hour, quote unquote. And somebody put 247 question mark with Osama bin Laden picture.
That's wild.
Yo,
what's wrong with this world?
Hey, Vaughn, can you say that?
I didn't say it. It wasn't my tweet. But like, yo, I've just seen some of the memes.
What made you go with that verse?
I've seen so many
Hamas
memes with that 200. It's like, yo, like, what would you do? How would you act paying 240?
That shit going right in the river.
At least he's honest.
7-hour flight? Oh, yeah, we racking up, baby. Once the check clears, I'm getting you somewhere. I don't know what I'm doing. driving like GTA, like just shifting, hitting buttons on the microphone.
See, this is why we need Corey. So Corey can explain this shit.
Always land middle line.
Yo, check this out. If niggas are paying attention, like Shake said, there is a bunch of pilots going on strike. Mm-hmm. So the rest of y'all who about to be taking these commercial flights, pack your fucking bags. You're going on flight 828 for Manifest, and we not about to see you for the next 5 years, my nigga.
Come back with a beard.
You feel me?
Niggas finna land on platform 9 3/4.
Hold on.
I'm proud of you for that Harry Potter reference, bro.
Avid Harry Potter fan.
Oh, like, really?
Avid.
You fucking dweeb.
Yeah. Don't care.
It's a proud moment.
I never knew.
I went to Orlando a few years back, and they got the Harry Potter World shit at Universal.
Right.
Nigga, they got the fucking, the actual Gringotts Bank shit. They built this shit, and it's a fucking dragon on the top, breathing fire.
That's pretty cool.
That was the coolest shit ever.
You wasn't on acid when you saw that one, though, did you?
Nah, that was real.
That's not that dragon.
That was real.
Yo, this was an actual. Don't go back to that. Okay.
Because the crazy thing is, Optimus Prime was at Universal.
I was inside this nigga.
Yeah, don't.
You see, this nigga just chooses violence.
You're a sicko.
I had nothing to do with it. He brought this up.
Lily really be listening to us. That's why.
Yeah, you can't miss an episode, bro. You gotta catch everything.
Transformer ride was fun.
He did it again.
Hamas.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, man.
What's next?
I'm not even about to. Y'all know how I give it up.
I'm gesturing at this guy.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Yo.
I mean.
This is Elo's idea. Elo said, yo, call this nigga. See if he wants to come. I said, all right, cool. Called him. Great idea. Bad idea.
Bro, all right.
Bad business decision.
Lenny is family. He's welcome here anytime he fucking wants to be here. Like, he could walk in. He could run into the fridge. You told me he was coming through. I asked if he was a guest. Nigga said, yeah. So, I mean, we is.
It's lit. We got to get some hookah up here next time.
Hamas.
See, there you go. You just had to be a bad bitch. Like...
Nah, that's Lenny.
We got purple lights. Like,
yeah, we're
got a fucking balloon this week. Niggas gonna tell me it's not called a balloon. I don't care what y'all niggas say.
What is that?
With y'all cool equipment. It's a fucking balloon.
It looks like a balloon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or a souffle. I like that better. But whatever that shit called.
It looks like a titty.
The lights is tittying.
It's better than dicking. That's cooler.
Yeah, got a point.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jersey slang wins again.
Always.
Checkmate.
I think that's the actual word, though. I think it's like called like titillating or some shit like that.
That is actually a actual word. Yes, it is.
I mean, I'll be reading books here and there. You coming?
Reading books.
I'm trying so hard not to say anything about J. Cole.
Oh, God.
He wants to talk to people. Because you know, you'd be like, I don't be reading.
I don't be reading.
Like, why would you say that on, like, what? I don't be reading. I be thinking a lot.
I mean,
eat a beef stick, nigga.
That's so wrong.
Why be disrespecting J. Cole, bro?
Because you said you was you be reading a lot. I'm like, it's that simple. Like, just fucking read some shit. What's next?
We can talk about, you know, we talk about reading, we talk about, you know, words, whatever. I want to make sure I'm saying her name right. Zayla mm-hmm. Avant-Garde,
yeah. Mm.
Spelling bee champion, juggling world record holder, basketball. Like, she's got, like, so many. Incredible. She's, like, the best child ever.
And of she all wants time. To be, like, an astronaut, I believe?
Bro, I don't even know.
It's the greatest middle school child of all
she
time.
She literally...
Have you seen, like, her basketball moves?
Bro, she got the layup package. Like, she spent all the VC that she could possibly spend.
It literally looks like when you're trying out different shit to spend your VC on that video.
Yeah. It's like, let me try this animation.
And it was cash every time. Yeah. No backboard.
Girl was nice, bro.
It was no coach out there. She was out there. It was just
a father, just
again,
standing
there.
Going to work, chilling.
Yo, you could do anything that you want to in this world. And I just want to tell you that if you ever see this.
Thank you, honestly. KG.
Anything is possible.
Hold up.
Why the fuck would you show me something
pyramid? Here it comes.
I hate to be negative, Nancy, but don't be out here lying to the people, telling them they can be or do whatever they want to do in this world.
No Shadamas.
It's not how it works.
Here we go. I was talking to the young girl that said she wanted to excel in life. So I just said, yo, you could be whatever that you wanted to be.
Nigga, you said, fuck that. You tell can't.
Tell him about the pyramid.
Don't you just lying to the children, bro.
Like, EOR for the children.
But I wasn't talking. We
was a lot of you little children. Niggas who think y'all going to be president. Sorry. Not happening.
Holy fuck.
All right, my bad.
You'll never
kids
be 6'3".
Kids that want to be Obama.
It's not happening,
you'll
bro.
You'll never be 6'3".
Yo, it's schools that offered her. She got offered 3 full ride scholarships.
Holy shit. That's
one school offered, Southern University offered her a full ride and Zayla Day. They offered her little ass a holiday. She ain't even 15.
Yo, that is
fire. If she gets a shoe, I'm wearing it.
That is fire.
You gonna get some Air Zaylas?
I swear to God.
Yup.
I'm in a club wilding with them
shoes. Yo, the women's basketball got the better fits.
Yes, they got a little more drip.
The jerseys are way better. Mm-hmm. You know
cut,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, the cut is that's a little facts. Different. The style, yeah.
Yo, what yeah, women's basketball nice. Jersey would you get?
The Vegas Aces.
Definitely.
They got the coldest. Yo, they got like 5 different ones. I'm like, yo.
Yo.
I don't know. Something about the New York Liberty jerseys.
The black.
Those are classic.
The Phoenix ones is all right, too.
The new ones.
The Phoenix jersey's not too bad.
Yeah, those tight.
Phoenix is going to fuck around and get 2 parades this year.
Yeah.
That would be crazy. And we going to be
there. I got them in 5, honestly.
Yeah?
I had them in 4. This nigga Ivan told me, he's like, dude, I predicted every game, bro. They're not gonna win at home, bro. The Bucks are a way better team, bro, at home, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
I don't know, man.
You was right, motherfucker.
Giannis coming on strong. Back to back 40-point games, man. It's hard to argue with.
I don't know, man. I think the Suns can really pack them up.
They could. I mean, they
Bati done.
For free.
It could happen. They can't. They gotta lay off the 7-foot contested shots, you know, that's that ain't no way to win the game. They cool when they going in, but this ain't 2K, nigga.
I don't know, man. They pull up and just hit mid range, just like all
yeah,
game.
They do.
That shit look crazy.
All on Bobby Portis.
You seen that the tweet that people tried to say that Book and CP3 are what Kobe and CP3 would have looked like? How do I feel about all that right. take?
That's a bad take.
Horrible take.
It is. I see what the
disgustingly horrible.
I'm not about to understand
it. It's not a very good.
Yeah. Honestly, that's almost as bad as the take that your boy Stephen A. had. That's your man's?
No.
Oh, all right.
Somebody told me he lives in New Jersey, though. That's kind of crazy. I didn't.
We got to find out where that nigga lives at. That nigga mustache.
Nah, I just need to push his headline back a little bit more.
Just
peel that shit back.
He just got to cut it all off at some point. If
you need to be on a George Jefferson until further notice.
It's like it goes back every time he's wrong.
Every time he lies.
Like Pinocchio and shit. Yeah. He just loses his hairline.
It's going to be
yo, a Lenny might be on to something.
It's going to be a yo, every time every time he's blatantly wrong, he loses a little hair.
That shit just more retractable.
Yeah. That shit going to be a yarmulke soon.
Yo,
bro.
Niggas did a bird's eye view of this nigga hairline. I would scream.
A drone view of his hairline.
Yo, it was a bird's eye view of his hairline.
Like right now, it's barely a koofy, yeah. But keep lying, it's going to be a yarmulke, nigga.
It's a Scully soon, yeah. That shit going to be a yarmulke, bro. It's going
to
be
a
PS Vita headset.
For the listeners and viewers who didn't see what Stephen A. said this morning, actually, the day we're recording, he's talking about this baseball player, and apparently, I don't watch baseball, you feel me? So I don't know dude name, but I think he is of Asian descent.
So his name Japanese, is Shohei right? Ohtani.
Huh?
This nigga just
Shohei.
Right. Malik said his name Shohei. Properly, but I'm not about to.
Show fuck this. I got it right here. This nigga is wrong.
He butchered the entire. Nah, that was wrong too, nigga, bro. That was wrong.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Right. It is Shohei Ohtani, right? That's yes. what he's talking about. He's yes. of Japanese descent.
All right, so yeah, ahead, so Stephen A. was talking about this player who is of Japanese descent, and Stephen A. was basically saying, dude is nice. He's apparently the second coming of Babe Ruth, who is, I guess, you know, one of the baseball goats. Am I correct?
He is, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Stephen A. then decided to continue and say, I get it. He's mad nice, but he can't speak English, so he shouldn't be the face of baseball.
Straight
I'm paraphrasing.
Like that. No, but he but might not, as well have said that.
Yeah, that's basically what he said.
And then he goes on with his stats to try and back it up and say that, like, 28 or 29% of the MLB is they all are of they're international players, and in the MLB they're trying to rejuvenate themselves and re-embed themselves in the American culture or pop culture, et cetera, et cetera. You shouldn't have these types of players as the face because they don't speak English.
Like, because they need a translator.
Jamás, amiguis. Jamás, amiguis.
Why would he say that?
But the, you know what's illmatic? If we actually read between the lines of what the fuck he was saying, he wasn't wrong.
But I'm
he wasn't supposed to say it. But he wasn't wrong.
But I can't. I'm trying to follow it though. Like I don't like why we
make it make sense, bro.
Yeah, I
don't. Baseball, let me make it make sense.
Like yeah. Baseball is an international sport, though.
Now it's an international sport, but baseball started off as a American game that they stole from cricket.
It's literally called America's game.
Exactly. Now, if you know anything about America's history, they're inherently racist.
Right.
Baseball, one of their biggest pastimes, has been inherently racist since its conception.
Very true.
So what Stephen A. was saying, it was just like, yo, he's mad nice. But the motherfuckers who they trying to pitch this game to, that's a bar. Shout out to Zig. Motherfuckers who they trying to pitch this game to, not going to knock that shit out the park. They're not going to fuck with this. This nigga don't speak English.
Right. That makes sense. It didn't sound like what he said, but that makes sense. But
bar of the week by low.
That sounds right. That makes sense.
So like I said, he wasn't supposed to say it. But he wasn't wrong. I mean.
Yeah, there's a lot of white people that are going to agree with this. Like, yeah. The way
it's just like, I don't care how nice he is. I can't understand him. Like, y'all know the type of people I'm talking about.
Goddamn Chinese.
You feel me?
That nigga's right.
Like.
That nigga's right. That's what I'm saying. It's too many translation. Too many of that on the TV, on the television. We need more, less, you know.
Now, I don't usually listen to Stephen A.
Less Dominicanos.
When did Cheddar Bob enter the chat?
Chinese.
less Dominicanos, less Hawaiians, you know what I mean?
Al-Qaeda. They love saying that
goddamn
shit.
Yellow, but like they
goddamn Al-Qaeda.
But they say this shit in the comfort of their homes.
This nigga says Qaeda's.
Qaeda's.
Now you got the Chinese. Nigga, not even Chinese.
Hold on, why are we still on Stephen A?
Goddamn Godzilla on the man.
I almost forgot. Let me cook him a little bit more because he had another take talking about the Nigerian team.
I like where this is going.
Beating the Team USA, whatever the fuck they call themselves now, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently it was an exhibition game where the Nigerian, I think, were we the Tigers or some shit? I don't remember.
They have a name?
Yeah.
I thought it was just the national
Tigers.
Team.
Tigers.
Yeah, some shit like that. Whatever,
the Nigerian national team. By the way, before you do that, Jahlil Okafor is on that team, so that hurts a lot. He beat USA. Jahlil fucking up. Jahlil fucking
him for being a real one about his heritage.
Hey, yo, Mike, you got to answer for that, too.
Mike, Corey, LZ, all of y'all got it. Jahlil Okafor has beaten USA in basketball.
That is crazy.
We're going to take that up with y'all niggas another day. But, yeah, finish what you were saying.
All right, so Stephen A was basically popping shit like, right. Yo, we got at any given time, there's 15 slots on the U.S. roster. We have enough stars in the league that are always playing for the U.S. team where certain games shouldn't be a competition or whatever. Then he just started going off the list of names of the dudes who was balling for the Nigerian team and kind of like disrespecting the names, not saying it correctly, like, oh, who was such and such? We got this guy, that guy in the third. We shouldn't have lost to them, blah, 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 blah. Like, they need to practice and focus or whatever, and then they could win. And I'm just looking like...
My nigga.
To just diminish the rest of the Nigerian players because they playing for Nigeria. It's kind of quite telling because everybody want to talk about Black Lives Matter, this and that. But mm-hmm. once we're talking about other Black Lives Matters that are different from theirs, it's kind of like fuck them. Because mm-hmm. the way how he was talking about Nigeria, he was looking real coonish, if you ask me.
It was
like,
very, yeah.
Can we compare the rosters, though?
We don't have to, because on paper, that's
yeah. thing about basketball.
There's no
like,
real comparison.
Niggas be thinking just because you got a bunch of stars on mm-hmm. a team, that niggas are going to gel and it's going to work. That's not always the case. Like, so, it's one basketball.
And watching that, like, before you saw that game, mm-hmm. would you have thought that that would be the outcome?
I mean, naturally, yes. No. Why, the outcome that happened, did I think that going into that game?
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. I didn't think it would be like that, if anything. Mm-hmm. Probably been a close game, but
yeah, and it's like we get what he was trying to say, probably. But when you try to diminish, and I agree with you,
mm-hmm.
when you try to diminish people's value or how good these players are because they're specifically representing their home country, It's a horrible way to go.
Yeah,
that's a horrible way to go.
And listen, before I go, Bam Adebayo. No, you're probably not listening. But how did that feel, bro? Like, your last name is Adebayo. And you out here playing for Team USA? That's what the fuck you get, nigga. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Damn, bro.
Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
Yo, it could have been him blocking KD.
It could have been him blocking KD. Soft ass pretzel.
The precious. That fucking picture of Precious and T-Wall fucking smoking KD at the rim, bro. That's going to live with me for a very long time. He's basically kissing the side of this nigga's head, like just sending his shit to the moon. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, God damn.
Hamas.
You feel me?
It's Lenny.
Like, the fuck? Like, it was none of that needed.
Word. I'm back, guys.
Yeah.
Don't make no damn sense.
Lenny, who would you play? Who would you pick to play at playing your as you in your biopic?
Oh, man. I've always thought of it as like Andre 3000, maybe. I thought he would do like a. I always felt like he would do a pretty good job, and he would also grow a reasonable beard. And then I thought about what's the crazy motherfucker, Michael Ealy, but he doesn't like, you know. I don't know if he can be funny.
Michael, the light skinned nigga.
Yeah.
Jesus
if he gets,
Christ!
If he gets, looks in the class and he thinks he's
listen. If he gets a nice tan, like stands out in the sun for like 6 hours, and then like you know. I think he could do it. But I know, what's Denzel Washington's son's name?
With that John guy? David Washington.
He could be me. Yeah. He would do a great job.
Imagine that nigga trying sexy walk or something.
Yo, I would have to. Yo, listen, bro. step off to the side. We're going to work on this. I'll be your stunt double. I'll be my stunt double.
I'm fucking wild.
Nah, that's some lit shit though.
Wouldn't you just be the stunt original? Wouldn't it?
Lenny Chan.
It's a paradox, bro. It's like,
yeah, all right, like, all right.
I'm the dude disguised as the dude playing another dude.
That's really the dude. That's the
Tropic Thunder, right?
Yes.
That's a drink at South Beach, who are our sponsors, except boom.
It's that easy. Also, come check out the pink. What was it?
Yo, the.
The pink.
Damn it, Kitty Mimosas.
Pink Kitty Mimosas.
The pink Kitty, I'll figure it out.
Pink Kitty Mimosas. Yo. Sold that self.
You heard it first here. You heard it first.
Yo. Where they are giving out pink kitty.
All the ladies drinking pink kitty buckets.
If y'all gonna be out here just squirting on the floor and I slip and fall.
Bussing.
Somebody's getting sued. You hear me? If I slip and fall some coochie juice, bro, best believe you getting sued, bro.
That's guava, bro. It's not. It's guava.
Oh, caution.
Slippery when wet. What about you? Who would play you?
Nigga, I don't even know. That's number one. I don't even think there's anybody that could play me.
All right, so let's switch it up then, because I guess we're kind of old, so it's not really, we don't have too many young actors. If you could play anybody in any biopic, who would you be?
I got two answers.
For Bert or for you?
Not for me.
No. I probably would have did Ice Cube, honestly.
Hmm. Okay.
All right, for me, if I had anybody to play my biopic, I want to say the young version of me would have to be played by, like, adolescent me. Yeah, I don't know the little niggas. But, like, teenage me? Into like where I'm at right now, gotta be played by like Bobby Shmurda. Until I started growing my hair, then I wanna say maybe like Joey Badass or somebody. You feel me?
I feel like that works though. That definitely works.
And then if I was to play somebody in a biopic, I probably would try to be either Chris Tucker, maybe Tyrese. Who else? Maybe Lil Flip.
Lil Flip.
I'm trying to think who else.
Really brought that.
Probably Latrell Sprewell, maybe.
Yo.
Who else? I think that's it, bro.
Low Trail?
No Trail. All
right. No Trail. No Trail. No Trev.
Just Trev.
Shake, what about you, bro? Who in your biopic?
All right, so I think to show off my acting skills.
Kenan Thompson.
Amazing guy. He could easily do that. He could be Shay easily. To show off my acting skills, I would definitely have to try and be Gucci. I would have to try and kill a cellmate.
Just
put him in the dirt.
We smoking pookie look tonight. Like,
imagine me saying all those things with an ice cream tattoo. Like on my face.
Bro, that shit would be fucking hilarious.
Just saying obscene.
Might as well just be Gucci for Halloween, bro.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I'm not doing it.
Hey, bro.
You could just drive around and like keep playing Lemonade.
If you be Spreewell.
I'm not about to be Spreewell, but I had a better one. I was going to get my hair like silk pressed by Dominicans and I'll be Andre Three Stacks from the Hey Ya video.
Yo.
With the green shirt and everything.
That is a better one.
What's cooler than being cool?
You feel me? Ice cold.
Just walk around, just keep saying that shit.
You feel me?
Hey, Lo, what's up, bro?
That's the only thing he allowed to say.
Hey, yeah, the whole afternoon. What's cooler than being cool?
He only could say, hey, y'all lyrics.
Nah. You like, all right.
Shake it.
Ho. Okay, now, fellas.
That's the only way that nigga can talk. So yeah. As long as he got the costume on.
All right, so it sounds like we got something going here. Who's Bert gonna be following?
He's gotta be West Side Gunn.
Nah.
Yeah. Or Conway. He could be Conway. He's gotta walk around with his face like scrunched up.
Nah. Bert gotta be.
Could you picture Bert just walking around like that?
He has to be. David Ortiz.
Nah,
you got it. He could be.
Dang it.
You gotta speak Dominican for the whole day.
I'm Puerto Rican. Just keep saying that. Payback. I know. I'm not gonna say it.
Wait, what?
I'm not gonna say it.
So he gotta be the game.
Payback from Big Meat.
Lenny.
Payback from Big Meat.
All right.
Keep saying it.
Nah, you go, bro.
I don't know.
Why do we keep going back to Waist Deep?
I don't,
because it's one of the best movies of all time, bro. That's why.
It's my shit.
It's like every three episodes, there's a Waist Deep reference.
It's my favorite, one of my favorite fucking movies, bro. I'm telling you, I would have been Tyrese in the biopic.
Yo, who is Bert?
I can see it.
I don't know. Bert probably like Anthony Anderson or somebody. I don't know. All
right.
Anthony Anderson.
In what movie?
In
Barbershop, no?
In Kingdom Come.
Kingdom Come.
Yo, that movie is fucking hilarious.
Yo, niggas clearly don't respect me on this show.
It doesn't fit though.
I'm trying to think, man.
You gotta be somebody
exactly,
Spanish, bro.
Exactly what I said. Nobody could ever play me.
He could be like Barry Bonds or something. Like.
Nah, Barry Bonds had a big ass fucking head.
Bert don't have
a nah, Bert head not nuggety like fucking Barry Bonds. Like, Shake had more Barry Bonds like the motherfucking.
I'm fucking wild.
Boy, got a head like Barry Bonds.
You feel me? Like, just, man.
Should
just,
never cut my hair.
It's like somebody just, you know what I mean? Like, God was just like.
Yo, you know what?
Low.
You know what that made me think of? The Nicola V.
Yo, don't.
But nobody knows what it is.
Niglet. Oh, my God.
If you know, you know. There's a meme that exists. If you know, you know. Shout out to my creativity. Shout out to my boy Ray G, aka Glorito. You feel me?
Is that the cover art?
No.
Yo. Like, yo, no, 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 no. We not do. No.
You know what's gotta crazy? Give the people what they want.
You know what's crazy, bro? I don't know if you peeped, but last week you showed us hospitality.
That's what
niggas
I'm
was
like,
bigging
bro.
You up. This yo. Nigga's back. And now niggas is throwing dirt on your name, trying to throw you up as a
throwing
cover
dirt
art,
on Niglet.
It's crazy. Why you bringing up old shit?
You know why? Because it was a fun, yo. It was a fun game. Niggas was going back and forth, and then Lil was like, "All right, boom." I'm like, "Oh," right, so yo, I had to leave the chat.
When it comes to cracking jokes, I crack jokes like how niggas play spades and shit. You feel me? So be careful, because that big joker is coming. It is coming, bro, and I always got one. But
damn,
it's all love, Sean. Just know I didn't do any of this. If that is what happens, bro, I'm just saying. These niggas is foul.
Nah,
real friends. How many of us?
If it's not the cover art, we gotta make it the name or something.
Yo, look, look, ultimatums, bro. Yo.
With the EOR, bro, with the entering.
Still on it.
Sickos.
Yeah, I'm mission. Going off.
Don't do that. It's the group chat. You know how that go.
You don't have that shit muted?
Hey, yo, the shot clock going off.
I don't, actually.
Hey, yo, the shot clock going off, y'all.
Shot clock going off? It's a ball game?
Check the scoreboard.
Yeah, Bert.
Lenny, you hilarious for that.
Check the scoreboard.
Check the scoreboard.
This nigga was flexing other people's money, bro. That's disgusting. Check
the
scoreboard.
The Forex niggas, bro.
The Forex niggas.
Yo, that's what. Yo, it's a deeper, darker plot.
He got the money phone, right? I mean, he got the spread, Kodak Black style. Like, spread all the money, you know what I mean?
Yo,
he had to pixelate the money so that the assets don't get assessed off the internet, like how niggas be getting jammed up.
Like Pooh Shiesty.
Yeah, like that. So he got the pixelated money on his arm.
Niggas did a rob. Niggas called Pooh Shiesty with the
cereal bar
off the fucking money that was involved in the bank robbery, and they caught the shit on IG.
Yo, you niggas are fucking idiots.
Yeah.
The internet is.
Yeah. You know, check this out. I know it's a lot of y'all that like that type of music and shit. Y'all need to start talking to these niggas. And tell them, listen, just make music. Stop doing this nut shit. Because y'all out here wilding. How you had the world eating out your palms, nigga. You gonna go to jail for stealing and then posted it on. Who be raising these niggas?
That's a bad way to go,
these
man.
These niggas don't be having no OGs.
Hamas, amigis.
It's breaking my heart.
She called me Big Girth.
Brr. Brr, brr.
That's been another episode of In the Regulation Podcast. I'm your host, Shake.
It's been
low.
Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation. Trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas. Hit a fatal when your niggas. I don't get no explanations. I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition. I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition. Kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education. Smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face. If you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.